So what kind of content specifically are we seeing in the videos that have been raising concern recently?
We know, look, social media plays an important role in young people's perception of themselves, and we know that. And there have been some concerning videos, particularly around restrictive behaviours, weight loss, just things that we make us feel concerned about the people that are viewing this content.
Yeah, and so the age limit for TikTok is quite young. It's only 13. I mean, what kind of danger does this content pose for this particular age group?
Well, it's not just the age group. It's there's the shared content in general, but of course the age is of particular concern, and also the loopholes that allow younger people, even younger than 12, to access that content is of concern. I mean, we know that young people are particularly vulnerable, so it's just making sure that we have those safety measures in place to protect them.
Because one of the concerning things about the TikTok algorithm is it's similar to other algorithms, but it's kind of more intense because it just keeps bringing you the same content and the same hashtags up on your the page that people scroll through over and over again, right? So what kind of changes would you like to see to hopefully help this kind of out?
Yeah, that is a concern that people aren't actually choosing the feeds that they're watching. So if they enter in dangerous hashtags, or if they've watched a video that they thought might be of interest, they keep getting shown the same types of videos. And it can iterate that sort of negative feeling about themselves. We recently did a survey called Insights into Body Esteem, and we found that 19 to 30-year-olds, 58% of them compare themselves to people on social media. And so they're watching these kind of harmful videos, particularly for younger people who don't necessarily have the filters that older people or adults have. It can be very dangerous, and they can think that that's the way that they need to behave in order to lose weight or in order to achieve a certain ideal of what they think they should look like.
So what are you hoping that TikTok could possibly implement to prevent this?
Oh, look, we'd like to see TikTok implement better policy practices that address not only that on unmoderated content, because we know that the platform is largely unmoderated, but also to close some of those loopholes that, for example, allow younger people to access it, people who are even less than 12, and also a stricter approach to things like pop-ups and warnings and helplines coming up to help people seek support where it might be appropriate for them.
And lastly, looking at the situation we're in now, I mean, a lot of people anyway are spending a lot more time on social media during lockdown. I mean, how big of an impact do you think lockdown has had on people searching for these kind of videos?
Yeah, I think that it can certainly reinforce negative feelings and behaviours. So if somebody is feeling like they have negative body image issues, or that they are, you know, the whole talk about COVID weight gain and all of those kind of messages certainly can make it really hard for people. For people with eating disorders in particular, we know that isolation is really dangerous and can definitely reinforce negative thoughts and behaviours. So, yeah, just we would really like to see some support with platforms like TikTok so that people aren't being exposed to repeatedly negative content, and that if they are exposed to content that might be triggering, that they have got somewhere to go to seek help.